off away from the barn, mm-hmm. nearby, but just across the fence. Mm-hmm. You see, we would haul in if we had as much as 8 head of horses to feed all winter, and maybe 15 or 20 cows, you had to have a lot of feed. Mm-hmm. Your barn wouldn't hold all that, that loft wouldn't hold that much feed. Mm-hmm. So we would just build a big lot and fence it mm-hmm. right near the barn lot. Mm-hmm. And we'd put great ricks of feed mm-hmm. out in that feed lot. And then in the wintertime, when it was dry especially, of course when it was raining, we'd try to get feed out of the loft of the barn. Mm-hmm. But if you had to dry, it was dry most of the time, we'd just get out in that feed lot and take the hay or the bundle of feed and just throw it over the fence for the mm-hmm. livestock. That was our feedlot. Mm-hmm.
And then around the barn itself, you had a barn lot.
Oh yes.
That was the area right around the barn?
Yeah, usually. Uh-huh. Usually around it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mentioned a pasture. Where did you raise your hay?
The hay was raised, of course, in native grass came from the pasture. Uh-huh. That's the native grass and made wonderful hay. Uh-huh. But after if we didn't have enough of pasture to set aside a few acres for uh-huh. for hay, we would sow Sudan grass, millet was a fine hay. We always had 8 or 10 acres of millet uh-huh. out in our field. We'd mow that uh-huh. and hold it in for hay, and later on it became Sudan grass. Mm-hmm. Now then, right now, often it's Johnson grass. See, the Johnson grass just about got this country.
Oh, it certainly has.
Does
that make good hay?
Fine hay.
Wow,
it's good. Oh, yes.
Pleasant to know that it has some use.
It has a lot of use. It makes it a wonderful pasture in the summertime, huh. and then good hay in the wintertime. Hmm. But now it's a big nuisance in your field where you're trying to work.
Oh boy, that's. I guess you can get it out now with Dalpine, but
well,
it's sure hard to get out.
In my case right now, I have a farm on the Washita River, right north of Cloud Chief. Uh-huh. Me and my son together running it with a bunch of cattle. Uh-huh. It's nearly all the bottom land is in Johnson grass. We think it's a great asset because our Johnson grass grows up there in the summertime without reseeding. Uh-huh. And makes a wonderful pasture, and your cows and the calves get fat and they give mm-hmm. lots of milk. Hmm. And then we set aside about 15 acres and mow it and bale it and put it in the barn for winter use. Hmm. There's a premium now on these Johnson grass fields.
Is that right?
Yes. For pastures and for hay, they're wonderful.
Hmm. That stuff certainly spreads from the roots too, doesn't it? Roots?
Yeah. It's the most prolific thing there is, you know.
It's certainly hard to stomp out. I've got it in my lawn, you know.
It's pitiful. Why, the roots get down on the ground, you know, and they get 2 or 3 feet long.
Yeah.
Big as your finger.
And then go every which way.
Go every way. They sure do.
I was going to ask you if you call this place where you grow your hay anything special, if you have special hay, Sudan grass or something like that. Is that still a pasture?
No. It would be the meadow. Uh-huh. The pasture was, as a rule, was the native grass, the mesquite grass, or whatever happened to grow there. You know, there's different, the blue stem mm-hmm. and the mesquite, and there's different grasses native for this country. Mm-hmm. Of course, the native pastures, now if we sowed pasture, I mean if we sowed a piece of land for the pasture, it was Sudan grass, and or millet or something like that, But most of our, then we would call that a meadow.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fences did you have?
We always had barbed wire fences. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of them, especially in eastern Oklahoma, the old rail fences. Mm-hmm. But in this country, we didn't have enough rails. We had to use wire.
They used to have excellent timber over there.